Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get to Mike Love. He is the Mr. Beach Boys himself. Mike, thank you for staying on hold for me. I appreciate that. It's Sid Rosenberg in New York. How are you?
Not a problem, Sid. Thank you so much. And listening to Don't Worry Baby while waiting to go on with you was fantastic. That song sounds so beautiful to this day. And we'll be doing it this coming Monday at Carnegie Hall.
See, I love all your songs, Mike, but that to this one remains my favorite. In fact, I've got a couple of ballads on my phone, I'm being honest, and that song is one of the six or seven ballads I've got on it. What year? Do you remember what year you did that song and where you were when you wrote it?
It had to be 1963, something like that, 1963. My cousin Brian sang the lead on it, and right. I did the bass part on
right.
it. It was amazing, an amazing record.
1963, record. The same year Kennedy got assassinated, which was just last week. Yeah, that was just last week. So, you know, I have a friend, Mike. Her name is Marianne from Brooklyn, and she is a huge Howard Stern supporter. She's on his show all the time. And she sent out Christmas cards this year with her and Howard, and one of the guys on the Christmas card, believe it or not, is John Stamos. Because Stamos and Howard are close, and she loves Stamos. And you are going to do a show with John Stamos, I believe, here in New York at Carnegie Hall this Monday night at 7:30. I know you've done it for years with Stamos. How did that whole relationship start?
We met him first when he was Blackie on General Hospital, and then he got us on the show Full House.
Right.
And we get recognized by successive generations of people who watch that show, and he's a good friend and a great drummer, actually. So he's going to come out and play some drums. We're going to back him up on a song, and we're going to do a show at Carnegie on Monday night. 50 years ago, we did a live album there, which is coming out on a box set that Capitol Records is putting out, called Sail on Sailor, and it has six CDs on it, and a Carnegie Hall live show from 50 years ago is one of those CDs.
Oh, pretty my amazing, God, huh? That sounds awesome. Absolutely. By the way, Mike Love, for folks that don't know, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Beach Boys back in 1988. He's got all the hardware you would want to have. Marianne from Brooklyn just texted me. I guess she's thanking me. 50 years, Carnegie Hall. Unbelievable. And, you know, Mike, you talked about Don't Worry Baby holding up still today. I still love that song. But I have to tell you, almost every Adam Sandler movie I see, you know, all your songs are on those movies today. 50 years later, it seems like all of your music still holds up. Yeah. What do you think the key is to that?
I think the harmonies is the distinctive sound of the Beach Boys, but also the subject matter is unique. And, you know, I mean, who did songs about cars and surfing and Be True to Your School and Good Vibrations was 1966. It went to number one in Great Britain, and we were voted the number one group in Great Britain, number two being the Beatles. That was an amazing achievement there. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just we've just been blessed to my cousin Brian and I wrote some songs together back in the 60s that people still like to hear today.
Yeah, I was listening to Springsteen. I mentioned this to John Catsimatidis a moment ago, my owner. And he did this really great two-hour interview with Stern. I've heard it, Mike, but it was great. And and Howard said to Bruce, he said, "Hey, Bruce, when did you start to realize you were that guy, you know, Bruce?" And he said, "Well, I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one night, and to my left was Roy Orbison. And to my right was Bob Dylan." And he said, "Holy S, I must be somebody." Yeah. When did that moment hit you, Mike Love? When did you realize, wow, me, the Beach Boys, were larger than life?
Well, I remember going out and doing a show in outside of Minneapolis at a place called Lake Minnetonka, just a little ballroom. And yet the cars, it was sold out. They wouldn't let any more people in. People were breaking windows to get into the to our concert. And and there's a line of cars down the road for about a mile. It's people still wanting to come in. And I said to my cousin Brian, gee, this must be what it was like when Elvis started out.
It's true.
It was very special. I mean, there are many, many things along the way that were fantastic. I mean, one year we did Philadelphia in the afternoon and D.C. in the evening in the mid-'80s, and we played for over 1.5 million people in one day. So there's some very special things that, we've experienced over the years. But you mentioned Tunnel to Towers, by the way, that you're doing tonight.
Yes.
We're including with our Christmas cards a donation to Tunnel to Towers on behalf of the people we're sending those cards out to this year, which I think is a great charity.
Wow. See, Mike, you guys are great Americans. All you guys, your cousins, the whole Beach Boy crew. And that's very, very sweet. And Frank Siller, I'm sure, is very, very appreciative. So thank you for doing that. Tonight is a big deal, and thank you for doing that. I have to think also, Mike, that one of the moments when you started to say we must be pretty good is when Rolling Stone magazine, for example, the 500 greatest albums of all time, they actually rated Pet Sounds as number 2. That's a pretty good. No, Mike, wouldn't you say?
That is amazing. Yeah, we really appreciate that. And Pet Sounds is quite a unique album. The Beatles got busy when they heard that one and came up with Sergeant Pepper.
So you really are the inspiration behind Sergeant Pepper, Mike. That's great. Talking about the Beatles, what other acts, what other musical performers, when you were a kid, you and your cousins, you know, Dennis and Brian growing up, who were the guys that, guess kind of got to you and said, we need to do this for a living?
Well, for us, it was the Everly Brothers and all the some great doo-wop groups from back in the day. Of course, Chuck Berry was the champion. You know, our song Surfing USA is kind of a remodel, Sweet Little 16. So, yeah, all those great early rock and roll guys, you know, Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, all those guys, along with but Everly Brothers, they had those cute songs, that great blend, and that inspired us to blend, concentrate on our blend and our sound.
What year was Kokomo, Mike? I forget now. What year?
88, the same year we were inducted in the Rock Roll Hall of Fame.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me that song is 35 years old already?
That's right, and it's one of the biggest sing-alongs of our show.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that song, too. Is that? I guess that's the last big hit you guys had. Am I wrong, or is that the last big one?
It was our last number one.
Yeah.
The one number one previous to that was Good Vibrations, 22 years before that.
Yeah, wow. I mean, how many number ones did you guys have overall? It was like 6 or 7 had to be, right? Number ones?
Yeah, I think maybe like 5 or 5. So. But we've got a lot of top tens. You
a lot
know?
Of top tens, yeah.
Some of the songs that did really well in the charts. And so we're very blessed to be able to take that family hobby and make it into a profession, a long-lasting
Now, let me say this, Mike. My mother lives in Conneaugh Lake, New York. That is exactly 1 mile away, Mike Love. You're going to love this. 1 mile away from Yasgur's Farm, the original site of Woodstock. So they built this beautiful amphitheater there. I know you guys have probably performed there already. It's called Bethel Woods.
We played it.
There you go. It's gorgeous. Right by my mother's house, 1 mile away. And Woodstock, of course, you had all these. It was the summer, and everybody got half naked, and it was kind of gross, to be honest. But you guys, you did your stuff on the beach. Like, girls showed up to your concerts already in bikinis. There had to be a couple of years there where you guys had to have more fun than you could ever talk about in public, yes? Had to be.
Well, this is true, but we're not going to kiss and tell, you know.
that is true.
We've had a lot of fun over the years.
I'm sure. Again, Monday night at Carnegie Hall, they'll be there, the Mike Love and the crew. Paramount is a great place. I love it there. In fact, we did a show there 2 years ago, me and my late partner with Bill O'Reilly in Huntington, Long Island. It's a terrific place. That's on Tuesday the 6th. Those are two very nice venues, Mike Love.
Paramount is fantastic. We love that place. And Bill O'Reilly's supposed to come on out because he's come to many of our shows over the years, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, he was on yesterday with me, and he does love music. I know he does love you guys. In fact, Lou, don't you usually play when Bill O'Reilly comes on, don't you usually play the Beach Boys?
Yes, a couple of times.
How about that, Mike Love? But yesterday we were all bemoaning the death of Christy McVie. That one hurt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my cousin Dennis dated her in the late 70s and early 80s.
Wow.
For a couple of years, two, 3 years.
How about that? How about tell me.
She was a nice gal.
She was a nice gal. So Dennis dated Christine McVie. Here's what you're supposed to tell me, that you dated Stevie Nicks, baby. Come on.
No. Not I. I was otherwise occupied.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Well, listen, when you're in New York, we're going to come see you because we're all huge fans of yours, Mike. You're a legend. Amazing career. You're still great. You guys are all still great. Thank you so much for hopping on today. Good luck with those two dates in New York next week. And keep coming back, Mike Love, because we love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sid, for having me on the program.
You got it.
Have a great holiday.
You too, my man. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week. Let's go back to this Don't Worry Baby, my favorite song, one of my favorite songs ever. One of the many great hits by Mike Love and the Beach Boys, Don't Worry Baby. And we'll see you, Mike Love, at Carnegie Hall on Monday night.